I have an email from a couple that's struggling in their marriage. And here's what the emailer says. Father, my wife and I are separated. We have three young children. My wife is in a relationship with another man. She has yet to break it off, but we are spending more time together with our kids. If the other guy was not in the picture, I would think things were getting better. We're going to resume marriage counseling, our third attempt, in the new year. Question, how long should I wait and try? Should I ever consider divorce as an option? God bless, and I'm going to keep the emailer anonymous, obviously. I bring this email up after that inspiring example because this is the stuff that the vows talk about, you know, for better and for worse, sickness and health, rich or poor. We, right from the beginning, are honest about the fact that marriage is difficult, and there might be, usually will be, difficult times. And even when one of the spouses is not faithful, which is the case of this particular couple situation, that doesn't end the marriage. The marriage endures. We make the commitment no matter what. A couple that marries each other makes a commitment that they're going to live in that covenant relationship until death do us part. In other words, the couple commits all possible futures, they commit together. Now, if one side of the marriage is unfaithful, that doesn't mean the other side just can wash their hands of the marriage. They must remain faithful to the marriage. And you will remain married even if you need to, for secular reasons, consider a secular civil divorce, which I can give no counseling about. I don't know legal situations. Don't even know where you're from, so I can't say what your legal situation might be. You'll have to consult lawyers for that. But I would say, first of all, you're doing the exact right thing of trying to work out your marriage, trying to save your marriage, because that's what's best for you and it's what's best for your children. They need a father and a mother. They need a father and mother who are together, if at all possible. And so that's your first, and I think that's a good thing to be doing, and I'm glad you're going to be attempting that as we start this new year. But if that doesn't work, and she, in this case, decides to continue her infidelity and to leave you, you have to remain faithful to her. That's your end of the covenant. Just like God is faithful to humanity, even when we sin, even when we turn away, even when we run as far away as we can from him, God remains always faithful. And the scriptures are clear that that's the model for the covenant of holy matrimony. Matter of fact, from a human perspective, how do we know about God's fidelity to us? God's fidelity to us is like a bridegroom who lays down his life for his bride. We look to a married couple and see how they sacrifice for one another, and we know that's how God loves us. The Old Testament uses this metaphor. The New Testament makes it more explicit that God's love for humanity is spousal. He has, if you will, made a covenant, a marriage between himself and humankind. He's become one with us. And it's God's fidelity that's the model for all marriages. And so I say to my emailer, my anonymous emailer, be faithful, persevere, fight that good fight of faith, be faithful to her. And if you want to take an example from the Old Testament, you might want to read the prophecy of Hosea, who had to deal himself with an unfaithful wife, and see how God called him to fidelity as a sign of the fidelity of God for his people.